Hi everyone, and welcome to the deals of the month in March, since it's already March.
Yay.
And first off, we wanted to thank you for your positive feedback and your positive response to our last few videos of February. They were really kind, and we're always trying to incorporate your feedback and your wishes for the following videos. And yeah, so keep the comments going. We're really grateful for everything.
Yeah, definitely very grateful. And as always, we just want to mention that these guitars that we have in the deals of the month are not any less of quality. They just have not found their player yet or their soulmate. So we're hoping to, you know, give them another highlight and show you what's so special about them.
And maybe this time around you find your perfect match. So enjoy the following video. So today's guitar is by Antonio Marchisi. It's a 2024 guitar number 106.
Mm-hmm.
And Antonio Marchisi is an Italian master luthier who learned from Enrico Botelli, a name we've heard quite some time at Sika's. And this particular guitar has a spruce top, Indian rosewood back and sides. Underneath the top is a traditional fan bracing. It's basically a traditional build. Also, when it comes to neck length or the scale, it's 65 centimeters
mm-hmm.
and 51 millimeter nut width. So, yeah, it's very traditional.
Okay.
In the build or building wise,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think the sound is very traditional. Marchisi builds after the traditional Spanish school, but also always tries to work in some modern pieces, some innovation.
Okay.
And I'm quite curious, if you can tell.
Okay, so we're expecting a Spanish sound, but with some...
with more, a modern twist.
Yeah, a modern touch. Okay, I'm really curious.
Let's see.
Wow.
That was a nice sustain.
That's a really long sustain. That's crazy.
And the resonance? Oh, well, first, have your expectations been met?
Actually, yes, because even more than what I was expecting. Because I can still hear that Spanish tone in the trebles, but then these basses are like from another planet. so they're so... deep and warm
and dark.
I thought
so too, and very, very resonant.
Yeah, extremely resonant. Like I can feel it in the guitar body. It's like vibrating.
It's giving feedback to the body. I love that.
When
you're playing and you can feel the resonance of the guitar.
It makes it feel very alive when I'm playing.
Talking about alive and articulate, I thought the trebles were very articulate. The trebles were very articulate
mm-hmm.
and clear and well balanced.
Yeah. And I think they sound very like clean, like a very balanced tone, very well defined is the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
The higher frequencies are actually, I thought they were quite surprising
mm-hmm.
because everything is well balanced. The basses are very deep and dark and resonant, but the higher range is so sweet.
Mm.
Maybe we can have another example.
Yeah, I will play something in the higher range. That's so sweet.
Yeah, very, very melodic.
Yeah, and I actually think that it's crazy that all that comes from the same guitar.
I agree.
It's a very wide range of emotions
we
see here. And, well, actually that's very expressive. So versatile and so well balanced on different levels.
I really like this guitar. As you might have known, I usually am more in the modern direction, but
yes.
I'm starting to feel more you know, like
drawn to
the Spanish tone.
I think it's a good hybrid.
Exactly, this is like a perfect combination if you want to be able to play like Spanish sounding songs, but I think modern pieces would also fit
work
on this
guitar
very well. Yeah, also with the last song I played, I noticed that it's very dynamic in the trebles. Like I can do a lot of vibrato. Also the range of how the trebles change sounds, you know, when I play here or here. And I think it's really beautiful.
Amazing. So a lot of possibilities with only one instrument.
Yes. And besides that, it was also very comfortable to play because this neck lays very well in my hands.
Looks quite flat, right?
Yeah, I think it goes in the C-shape direction, so it's not too thick, and yeah,
51
together...
51 millimeter nut width with a C-shape.
Yeah.
Sounds very comfortable.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. So if you're looking for a very versatile and dynamic and expressive instrument that also gives you a nice resonant feedback to the body, this might be the one for you. Just visit our website, sikasguitars.com, for more information. And as always, if you enjoyed this video...
I was like, what's coming now? And as always, if you enjoyed this video, don't forget to leave a like and subscribe. And then we'll see you in the next video.
See you then. Bye.